post-show recaps is almost over, but we are just getting started, my friends. Hello, it is I, Rich Filiberto, DM Philly, your friendly neighborhood podcaster out here on the internet. I'm really excited to be hanging out, talking with you today, but I'm not alone. I got a couple of my friends with me. As is often the case, I am joined by Taylor Ball. Taylor, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Very happy to be here. It's very exciting times.
It is. It's exciting times. Let us rejoice for what is to come. Taylor, we're not alone. We're joined by a man who Wheel of Time book club listeners know, a man who walks in the light, a man called Prez. Prez, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, Rich. I am armed and ready to take on this adventure with the two of you. And I can't wait to see where it leads us.
Anybody who has been paying attention to the Wheel of Time podcast might have caught our little announcement. But as we are in the final kind of days of post-show recaps here, we got together, we recorded a podcast about the Wheel of Time, looking back at PSR's Wheel of Time coverage, what it meant to us, some of our favorite characters, and some of our plans going forward regarding that podcast. But we have much bigger plans, my friend. And I am excited to share them with you all. As the three of us are embarking on this new adventure together, we want to continue talking about television, about movies, about the Wheel of Time, about all of the nerdy stuff that has bonded us together as friends, that has connected us with you all as listeners. And so this is the beginning of a new age, an age of screen and page podcasts. I've had so much fun getting to cover all of this stuff that I really love over here at Post Show Recaps, and I don't want to be done doing that. We're going to take an adventure through nerd culture, and we want you all to come with us.
This is like a little bit, maybe I'm overshooting, but this does feel like a little bit of a dream come true for me. Rich, as you know, I grew up in a very small town surrounded by a lot of people who did not have the same interests or love of fantasy TV movies that I did. And I was generally very alone in my thoughts and feelings for the show. I would often take to Tumblr and social media to express and find other people who shared those same interests. And yeah, over these past like few years, I've found like some really awesome people. Rich, like I've like rekindled a friendship with you and Prez and so many other wonderful people that have taken the time to listen to us talk about nerdy stuff and who I can share my feelings with and storytelling and all the nerd culture, like you said. And I can't really stop smiling. I'm like very, very excited for this.
Very well said, Taylor. You know, we start doing the podcast because we're excited to talk about whatever it is, whatever the show or the property is that we're fired up about. But the real joy is the community that ends up getting built out of it, right? The like discovery of common ground between these people. I grew up in the shadow of the greatest city in the world, New York City. And it was a very busy, populated place. But my experience in the 1980s and early 90s mirrored your own. It was so hard to find like-minded people that wanted to play a game of Dungeons and Dragons or talk about the X-Men or deep dive the Avengers or get nerdy about Star Wars or whatever it was. And so that's certainly been a huge part of my experience in discovering post-show recaps and discovering the greater community around it. So I am really excited to try to foster our own little community of like-minded nerds who love all the stuff that we do and may want to hang out listening to us talk about it. Prez, how about you? As I think that your experience is probably more similar to mine than Taylor's.
Yeah, no, it really had, like, we've connected a lot over the past few years, you know, since we met on the Post Show Recaps Discord through our love for fiction, through our love of storytelling. You know, growing up, my father was a big collector of movies. I didn't have like quite the Quentin Tarantino experience of working in a video rental store per se. I had access to a very big library when I was young. And so, you know, through my dad, I was introduced to like some of the old school classic. We're talking like movies from the 30s, like Captain Blood, The Scarlet Pimpernel, The Count of Monte Cristo, and The Adventures of Robin Hood. And then, you know, I learned about Audrey Hepburn and I watched every single James Bond movie. I would stay up late at night upstairs. We had a TV upstairs, you know, those like old, like furniture size TVs that like only had nine channels.
Oh, do I? I still have a fish tank that's inside of one of those cabinet TVs. Ka-chunk! You pull that knob out of the face to get it on. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yep. So, like, I would stay up late. You know, when everyone had kind of fallen asleep, I would sneak over to that TV. I'd watch, like, sci-fi, like Star Trek. We were in the Star Trek golden age in the 90s. And whatever fantasy show was I could get my hands on. And then, you know, they came out with DVDs. And oh my God, the obsession began, right? I decided to save up and buy my own TV and a DVD player. I've now like built, well, I mean, now that it's really irrelevant, but I built over the years a library that would rival some of these streaming services that we all use these days.
Honestly, Prez, the wheel of time turns, ages pass and come again, and I think that the age of physical media, it dawns upon us. I think that your collection is highly envied by many cord cutting streamers out there in the world of TV watching, because it's so hard to find some of this classic stuff. Where you're coming from. I mean, just as we're recording this, like in the zeitgeist of conversation, very recently, within the last week, is this discourse about a 20-year-old kid nowadays in 2024. When you say The Matrix, they have no kind of brand recognition of that, crazy. No emotional connection, and the kind of media literacy of people. And the fact that we, once upon a time, I've got some years on you. I don't want to rope you into my gray-bearded old ass's curmudgeonly ways, Prez. But once upon a time, there just was such a dearth. We did not exist in this kind of glut of options that we have nowadays. Mm. You wanted a fantasy show circa 1997, my friends, you were watching Xena. That was the end of it. That's
or Hercules.
Hercules was also there, but you were probably watching Xena, right?
Maybe a little Buffy or something, you know?
Yeah, we loved our Buffy. Let's get real. Vampire Slaying to the max. But my point is just to say that the media of once upon a time is something that's like really precious to us. And I think that us coming from like a little bit of an older age than Taylor, certainly, it's really exciting to consider being able to delve back into that and talk about it.
Yeah, I think that like we live in the single greatest time in history to be interested in these like fantastic and supernatural stories that we love so much. And, you know, they pretty much can take any written work and adapt it to some form of visual storytelling. So I consider us pretty damn lucky that we get to watch all of these stories and come together and talk about them.
Yeah, real first world problems as we gather around our microphones to complain about the adaptation of our beloved stories, Taylor. So Screen and Page Podcast. We are going to adventure through nerd culture. We're going to be deep diving a lot of the stuff that we did over here at PSR. We hope that you will join us on our adventure through the airwaves. Screen and Page, these are the foundational instruments upon which hold the stories that captivate us. Taylor, you've heard me talk about it a bajillion times, but I truly, genuinely, unironically believe that magic is real and alive in the world today. The fact of the matter is that words can create and destroy. You can build something up with your words that never existed before. You could build a shared world that may not be real in the slightest of tangible senses, but that millions of people will find commonality in, will find each other in, will find relationships that are of the utmost importance. They'll find strength. They'll find inspiration to pursue careers in fiction, in science, in all manner of fields. And so I think that there is magic in these words that we exchange, that these stories are the common ground for which we find empathy. It's the way that we teach our children. It's the way that we relate to the people unlike ourselves, and the way that we try to get those people to understand the course, the journeys that we find ourselves on. It is the single greatest tool, I think, across all of human history to break down the barriers between each other and find a little bit of commonality in this very isolating experience of being alive on the planet Earth, which can be pretty fraught sometimes, Taylor.
Yeah, so, I couldn't have like said it better myself. In a very real sense, obviously fantasy is a means of escape in a lot of ways. And I know, at least for me, some of the hardest times in my life I've gotten through by putting Lord of the Rings on repeat, that trilogy, just over and over and over and over again. And when I make friends, it's because generally they see the Lord of the Rings tattoos on my right arm and say, "You fan?" Like, yes, I am. And we are instant friends because of this shared media and like love of this fictional world that has made us feel, whether it's feeling safe at home, loved, seen. It's such a beautiful spectrum. And it's the human experience. We find these little tidbits in these fantasy shows and movies, and we hang on to them and we remember them. And certainly for me, Prez, you were talking about your dad. My dad, to this very day, it happened last week, he says to me every time I talk to him or complain about something that's going on in my life, he's like, "Well, Taylor, it's like Luke in the cave. You're bringing in what you take with you, and you need to like deal with your stuff." And it's always there.
A tangent perhaps, but your dad was amongst the first people I met in my life, Taylor, that could have a deep and philosophical conversation about our lives as young 20-something-year-old dudes through the lens of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And I love him dearly for it. Screen and Page, here we go. Screen and Page podcasts. We are a small crew. We are going to start small, but at the core of certainly our relationship amongst one another is the Wheel of Time. Prez and I got together for the Wheel of Time book club throughout season two. Taylor and I doing the episodic recaps. We had been threatening a full book club reread at the end of season two, Prez, but there were all manner of machinations in the background. And now that we find ourselves in the spring of the year 2024, we are ready to begin again. It's not the beginning, but it is a beginning. Beginning of myths and legends. Why don't you tell us, tell the listeners, I should say, we know, but why don't you tell the listeners about Myths and Legends, our Wheel of Time book club reread podcast that we're going to be doing?
Sure, yeah. So Myths and Legends, we're really just picking up where we left off with our Wheel of Time coverage. So we did season two, and I think the primary focus right now is we want to catch up on the book side of things to what's going to happen in season three by the time season three comes out. So we're going to fire off, like next week, I think, we're going to fire off a podcast discussing all the little nitty gritty of what we intend to do. But we essentially want to start off with book one, divide it into four. And every couple of weeks, we'll fire off a podcast to you where we review it through a non-spoiler lens. And this side will include Taylor because she hasn't finished the whole series quite yet. One day she'll get there, but not quite yet.
Oh, Taylor, this is so exciting. I am delighted for us. Yes, we are about to reread The Wheel of Time again. All of us had this revelation a few weeks ago as we were really firmly committing of like this is the last point to turn back. Are we sure we're all ready?
We want to have a lot of fun with this, right? Like this will be, I know you've read the series many times. This will be really my first, the only second read through. So I'm going to have different eyes because I know the ending And I'm going to have different eyes and perspectives on what is going on. And so I'm very curious to see how I feel about all those things that I've loved over the past. Oh my God, how long has it been? 19 years now since I started reading the series. And then of course we have Taylor, who doesn't know the ending, right? Mm-hmm. So she's going to give her opinion on, you know, I mean, we're going to try to keep it non-spoiler in the first half, but honestly, we want to hear your suggestions and thoughts and get your feedback on some of the fun and cool things you'd like us to do with this read-through podcast. So, you know, find us on our socials or drop us a link on the PSR Discord and let us know what you think and what we should do in this coverage.
Those socials, for anybody who's going to be looking for them, Screen Page Pod. That's Twitter, that's Instagram, that's on TikTok for as long as it's still alive and functioning. Over on YouTube, we're at Screen and Page. Those socials all should have a link tree on them that'll get you right to the feed itself, where you could subscribe, you could track a lot of us down on our individual social medias and such. The feed may not be live on every platform yet. I know it is up over on iTunes, but that's probably going to be the easiest way to direct you straight to it. I'm psyched about Myths and Legends, Prez. We're looking at an every 2 week cadence. We want to basically break the books down into about four parts. There's going to be a Myths and Legends prologue podcast coming out, yes, in just a couple days, where we'll really explain exactly what we're going to do and our lead up to diving back into the Eye of the World. For those of you guys that have read the series a billion times, we hope you just come hang out with us and make fun of us while we're rereading all the stuff we're going to forget and misremember and misstate. For anybody who's not read the series, it's a great time to start. We're not going to be going at a frantic pace. It's going to be good for you. And for anybody who doesn't know anything about the Wheel of Time, probably you should go watch the show and then come listen to this. And we'll spoil everything for you. And then you'd be like, man, I need to read these books. And you will.
Yeah, gosh, I'm really excited to finally like hop on this train. For those of you who know, I have finished book 8 of the series and have been starting 9 for the past maybe 6 months. So I'm really excited to hop on the train and really like, I mean, there's no motivation like this. And I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. We got accountability buddies for you this time. You will not able to put it down. Like Prez said, our goal is to really like get caught up with the books up till season 3. And we'll take it from there. Keep an eye out for Myths and Legends, the prologue episode of our Wheel of Time reread podcast. Taylor, you and I have been talking about a podcast for quite a while, mm-hmm, called What Did I Miss? Sometimes latest and greatest, but really, what did I miss? What did the people miss? What are we doing?
Well, gosh, I'm really glad you asked. I mean, you guys, I've been waiting for it for so long. You've been waiting for it. It's finally happening. Here it comes. It's What Did I Miss? What did I miss? What did I miss? I am a 27, almost 27. I forgot how old I was there for a second.
It happens. The older you get, the harder it is to hold on to them.
I am nearly 27 years old. And gosh, I miss a lot of weird fantasy stuff that exists in the years before I was born. Rich, you've mentioned hundreds at this point, movies, shows, things that were foundational to you and your love of fantasy. And you, my friend, have also missed some of the foundational, crazy, weird fantasy stuff that I grew up with. And we're going to finally exchange these weird niche things that neither of us have heard of or seen.
I'm very excited for this one. For anybody who's listened to a lot of me podcasting, you may or may not recall that when I was about 20 years old, I moved away from the shadow of New York City up into the mountains because I just needed to get away from everything. And I went for like 10 years with no TV, which is the reason I became a huge Survivor fan, which got me here right now. So that worked out. But for a very long time, Taylor, for about 10 years, I just hung out here with like one crappy version of CBS that once a week I would tune into Survivor. And like Prez, I watched a lot of DVDs. I had quite the backlog of movies. So there's this huge blind spot of media that you grew up on. Standing tall amongst them, I know Avatar The Last Airbender feels a little bit like the Mount Everest that you are driving me towards to be like, you must watch this and have it. I have a list of things like the 1987 dark fantasy adventure film directed by Ron Howard, Willow, which now Taylor has seen.
Yes, but Willow.
Many of the other films of that time and era are totally in her blind spot. I'm talking about Lady Hawk. I'm talking about Ridley Scott's Legend starring Tom Cruise. There's so many things, you guys. It is an incredible list. So Taylor and I are going to trade back and forth with What Did I Miss, where weekly we will be exchanging old, air quotes, media with one another to go back and rewatch old movies and shows that we have respectively missed.
Yeah. Also, we have our lists, but this is another sort of call out. If there is something that any of you listeners know or think that I may have not seen or that Rich hasn't seen, I mean, we're not going to think of everything. Please just throw it out there. We're happy. Hit us up on social media. Hit us up in Discord, whatever it is. We're happy to take suggestions. This is going to be just like a fun journey and things that we've been waiting to sort of show each other for a long time.
It's going to be a great opportunity to get to go back and podcast about a bunch of things from a long time ago that have their beloved fan bases. I'm really excited for us to expose each other to some underappreciated media. But to your point, this will also be very listener driven. Like, we really want to know the things that you think we have missed. If you've ever heard either of us on a podcast note something that we really should have seen, then come for us and get it on the list. We want to know what you guys want us to be watching. What Did I Miss? Episode 1 coming at you in a couple of days, where I will be. Taylor and I are just going to talk through a lot of the beginning of the list, establish what the list looks like, and I will give her her first assignment. And in episode 2, we will return to discuss it. I'm really excited about this one, Taylor.
I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this for so long, you guys. I'm so excited.
This sounds pretty good, Prez.
Oh, yeah. Get ready. I'm going to fill your inboxes with a ton of suggestions. I don't know if you're going to want them all, but I'm definitely throwing them your way.
Hey. Screen Page Pod on Twitter, not X. You could go ahead and hop on Instagram and TikTok too if you want to let us know what you want us to be watching. So, Myths and Legends, Wheel of Time reread. What Did I Miss? Taylor and I are going back to deep dive some old media. X-Men 97. It's here, baby. The 90s are back. I am so excited. I am out of my mind. To me, my X-Men, the great Kevin Mahadeo and I are going to be breaking it down weekly. I got a bunch of fun guests that are going to be coming in along the way. The X-Men animated series of the 1990s is foundational to the success of the MCU and everything that we kind of saw cinematically happen in the 2010s. That animated show set up the Fox trilogies, which were hugely successful, which really emboldened Hollywood to embrace what Marvel was doing. These things are intrinsic. Tied. The X-Men are coming back to the MCU, baby. And I, for one, believe in them as the great hope to redeem what some might argue is a sinking ship. You may have a different take. Come listen to me and Kevin discuss it. It's going to be a short, punchy, conversational podcast. We're breaking down an animated half-hour show every week. We got a 2-episode premiere coming to you on March 20th over on Disney Plus. You'll be hearing from me and Kevin every week with accompanying podcasts along the way, where I'll be sitting down with guests to talk in a little bit more detail about their affection for the old series, the X-Men in general, what they think it means for the MCU going forward. I got a little felony Josh Wigler on the list to show up for episode 3 coverage. So these are the likes of names that you're going to see turning up. I'm really excited for this one, you guys. I've been dying for more X-Men in my life ever since I heard that Disney acquired Fox back in 2019. So I'm psyched.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I this resonates a lot with me, Rich, because I was growing up in the 90s, right? This is elementary school / high school for me. So this is where I learned about the X-Men, through like comic books and the original run of this X-Men cartoon. That coupled with, you know, of course there was the Batman, the animated series.
Oh, yeah.
And like all of those cool little superhero things that we grew up and influenced us to want to be heroes in life, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I'm very excited to see what you guys have to offer here.
You're my hero in life, Prez.
yeah, well, speaking of blind spots.
I try.
Things that you missed, indeed. Taylor can name 7 out of 10 A-list X-Men. That's what I've discovered in the last week. Don't ask her about Morph. She doesn't know. But who does, really? A Morph, an X-Man of many faces, really. This is our beginning coverage. These are the three shows that you're going to be getting to you in this first wave of Screen and Page podcasts. This is far from all that we're going to have for you, my guys. Beacon 23 back for season 2 on April 7th. It's a show on MGM Plus. Not a lot of people watched it, but gosh, it was pretty good. I covered it with the great Corey B over at PSR. He will be rejoining me for coverage of Beacon 23 beginning next month. Outer Range, May 16th. The great Austin Smith and myself covered season 1 a couple of years ago over on PSR. He will be returning to talk about Outer Range season 2 with me when it drops. We got Fallout coming up April 12th. I'm really intrigued about this show with a Michael Emerson and Walter Goggins appearance. This is so in PSR's wheelhouse. I feel like I must watch, and if I'm going to watch, I'm probably going to want to talk about it. So you can be ready for some Fallout coverage coming at you pretty soon. The Acolyte in June 5th. I'm dying for that one. New property in Star Wars. Leslie Headland, the trailer out, a lot of hype. I'm very excited to see what the Acolyte might have in store for the Star Wars universe. House of the Dragon back in June. June's going to be a busy month. Pretty much all the stuff that I covered at PSR, if you've been keeping up with me over the years and the stuff that I'm doing there, I'm probably going to be keeping it alive here going forward. Foundation, Sandman, Good Omens, Taylor, when that comes back for season 3, Andor, Catherine Neen, I see you out there. I am dying to get my Andor crew back together when Andor season 2 arrives. Arcane season 2 coming someday, probably before 2030, Taylor. Rings of Power. You're not going to let that slide by without some coverage.
Absolutely not.
The Legend of Vox Machina, one of my favorite adventuring companies in all of the Dungeons & Dragons, from over on MGM, Fromsville. I may or may not have one Josh Wigler around to talk about. From Interview with the Vampire with Grace and I. I mean, that's just a few of the shows that I've covered over the last couple of years. All that stuff's going to live over here on Screen and Page Podcasts. So I hope that you join us on our adventure. I'm very excited to embark on it with my two friends here. I wouldn't do it alone, my friends. You give me courage out here in the dark night. It's full of terrors. I know that that's not your zeitgeist, but it is mine. I'm psyched, you guys. Screen and Page.
We're going on an adventure.
We are going on an adventure.
And just to finish off, I really feel like the three of us, we love storytelling on a special level. And I think that we can bring a passion and a thoughtfulness to a roundtable discussion that'll resonate with a lot of people. And I think through Screen and Page, we can provide a meaningful analysis that's still grounded in our vibes of the shows that we're going to cover. I'm excited to set off on this journey with my two comrades.
I truly am as well. Screen Page Pod, that's all the socials. Screen and Page over on YouTube. If you want to search for it in your podcast player of choice, it might not be there quite yet. The easiest way to subscribe to the podcast feed is probably going to be to go to the socials, click the link tree, go to the podcast feed, and hit that RSS feed. Screenend.page is the website. You heard that right. Screenend.page. The internet, it's crazy out there, you guys. .com's gone. Way of the dodo. .page. Screenend.page. The website under construction. It's going to be bolstering itself up in the next couple of weeks. But you can go pop in over there. We have a contact form on the website. If you want to email us and get in touch with us, hit us up on the socials. Go find that link tree off the socials and make your way into the RSS feed and subscribe. We would really appreciate it. All the ratings and reviews in these early days are enormous for us as we're trying to get our feet underneath us. But I'm excited for this adventure, you guys. I cannot wait to embark on it. Taylor, where can the people find you specifically if they're looking for you?
The people can find me at Rania422 on Instagram, mostly Twitter or X or whatever. YouTube, Twitch. I'm hoping to sort of fire up my my little gaming situation over there at some point here in the future. I mean, Stardew Valley did just drop the 1.6 update, so I'm thinking about all that good stuff. But yeah, Rania422, my friend. So that's where I'm hanging out.
How about you, Prez?
Yeah, you will find me on Twitter because it is not called anything else at the BB President. But honestly, I'm a Discord guy. I love Discord. I'm a gamer. And so that's where I live. And I think that we will be launching our Discord server through the Linktree. So just click on the Linktree. You'll probably find the link active to join our Discord server. So come on in. Come hang out. Let's talk. Let's hang out. Let's talk about stuff that we all love.
The Screen and Page Clubhouse. Come join the Discord server. It's there. It's on the Linktree. You click your way in. You can check out our social contract. It's very cool. We're very cool. You're probably cool if you're listening. So you're welcome to come hang out. Come hang out. Make a new home on the internet. Hit us up. Let us know what you want us to be doing as we're going forward. Thank you guys so much for hanging out, listening to our podcast today. We're really excited for the beginning of this adventure. We're sad to say goodbye to PSR, certainly, but we're so grateful for what it has been and what it has meant to us that it really just gives us a motivation of our own to try to create a little space on the internet that can mirror some of the good vibes that this community has brought to the three of us over the years. Adventure with us through nerd culture, my friends. Screen and page.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.